Well, it's Christmas Eve, the official start of a holiday that long ago became as much a secular as a religious one. Tonight and tomorrow, we mark an occasion in which Americans of nearly all faiths celebrate our strenuous attempts to please the gods of retail sales. Early indications are that we've done fairly well. Yesterday, the oracles of the Federal Commerce Department said the economy had grown at a dazzling 5% pace in the last quarter, the best rate in 11 years. The Dow Jones topped 18,000, and the roads aren't even icy. If you thought you saw Ebenezer Scrooge standing in line to buy Bob Cratchit a ham yesterday, you probably did. No, I haven't become Pollyanna. We've still got a lot of problems in the state, and lumps of coal would be too good for the dysfunctional Michigan legislature, where some members should spend Christmas on a chain gang patching the roads. Yet there are some good things happening, too. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will serve as MC for next week's inauguration ceremonies, in which Governor Rick Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, that semi-invisible man, will begin their second terms. There were a number of eyebrows raised at this. Snyder is a Republican, of course, Duggan a Democrat, though there's a whispering campaign that the mayor is a closet Republican. That's not the case. Political junkies with too much time on their hands are already talking about a battle of the titans in 4 years. They think we'll see Duggan battling it out with Bill Schuette to become our next governor. Maybe. But my guess is that Duggan has far more immediate concerns, namely Detroit. The city is indeed out of bankruptcy and is in better shape than most of us imagined a year ago. But it's not out of the woods. Things are very shaky. The fact is that Rick Snyder, who got only 7% of the vote in Detroit last month, has done more for the Motor City than any governor in ages, perhaps ever. Mike Duggan knows full well that he and his city need a continuing close partnership with the governor's office. I'm not saying that he voted to re-elect Snyder, but I don't think he spent much time crying about the result. Detroit has a fair amount to give thanks for this Christmas. There's a note of poignancy, too. There's a photo of me on Christmas 59 years ago, not quite four, standing in front of a fireplace proudly wearing my new cowboy outfit. 12 days before that, a geeky 29-year-old kid named John Dingell had been sworn in as my new congressman. This Christmas, 10 presidents and 6 decades later, he's still in Congress. Empires have fallen, war's been lost and won, and he's seen and voted on it all. He was re-elected along with Dwight D. Eisenhower and was in Congress the day Barack Obama was born. But this will be his last Christmas as a congressman. In some ways, he clearly left the world a better place than when he got there. I hope that someday they'll be able to say that about all of us. But in any event, Merry Christmas, everyone.